Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another fucking episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Jesus, a.k.a. Black Trey, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. your favorite tweeter who Jerv be hating on. And I'm joined always by Big Jerv, Jay Skills, Jason Madison. Amin is nowhere to be found. He might be asleep. He might be on a plane. We will find out later in the show. Will Juju show up? We have no fucking clue. This is what he do. On today's episode, we're going to talk about home and away games. How do you get your significant other or the girl that you like to leave the crib? And did Twitter break again? Let's jump right into it. Here's another thing, right? I was talking about this with the homie the other day. How do you choose who you want to hang out with if you got multiple invites? Do you pick the one that you haven't, Old Faithful, or...
That's a, you know what, sir? I want to just first commend you. That is an excellent question to pose, because we all of us we struggle. There's no right or wrong answer in
no
this.
Right or wrong answer.
So
it's the same results too. By the way.
So, like, it's like, do you go with good Old Faithful, or do you go with the one that's showing that they want to hang, and you
have potential.
This could potentially be a close, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, or it can be the setup for the close, right? Like, whatever, right? I feel like sometimes you just don't need to be greedy, right? Like, don't root.
You will be greedy.
Yo, yes, you are.
Niggas be every time. I'm not gonna lie.
I regret every time I'm not greedy.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I didn't be greedy and shit. I just end up spending bread. I'm hot.
Hey, but Trey, that don't mean my decision is correct, but it's like, You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not defending the decision. I'm just telling you my process of thinking. Because it's like, when you not, you be like, damn, like, this is cool. I done already had it, though. Like, I wonder what, you know what I'm saying, with the other joint, like, would that have cracked? Like, that might have cracked.
All it is brownie points, too, though, Jason. Yeah, yeah. You only getting is brownie points. Like, if you don't close that day, you're getting brownie points just to be like, but you're also playing it up. When you don't close with that new link, you're setting yourself up to be a boyfriend. You're setting yourself up to be a boyfriend because you're going so hard to impress. Like, you're just like, nigga, I got for show. Right. I got for show. But I want to go hard on this one, bro. I'm going to get the cologne. I'm going to probably go get I'm gonna get fresh white tea. I'm gonna get my hair cut.
Definitely,
I'm gonna pull out my best.
Definitely get a fresh white tea, though. White tea's all summer.
Right. Cause when you crack that one, then 3 months down the line, you definitely letting her sleep in. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then
damn, now you fuck around. You in a situation.
Now you in a situation. Now you right, track. Right.
So you so go ahead.
But it depends. So yes, you should probably end up being greedy, but understanding how greedy, when you're being greedy, you are running the risk of, you know, so you just gotta be, you gotta be willing to roll with whatever happens,
but also think about this, Jerv. You get greedy and you flake on the for show.
That's what I mean. Like, the for show is
like
now.
The for show thought she had Wednesday locked up. But you just slid in the new hire. Yo, and the for show, no. Like, the for show, she got intuition.
Oh, yeah, because you don't text as much, or you don't, like, because, like, yo.
The frequency of the text. The frequency not as much.
Oh, yo, to keep it real, we only have, like, we only have so much capacity that we can, like, text throughout the day, right? And we are either just giving that all to, like, you know, outside of our group chats and our homies and shit like that, we have a certain percentage left that we can give to somebody that we, you know what I mean, that we fucking with, right? On whatever level. And then once you add another one, it's our other joints don't lose any of their frequency of conversation. Is that now loses, and they know, bro, like, no matter how hard you try, it's impossible. Yo, you can't keep up that frequency.
Nah, they sniff that shit out immediately. Like, they already know, and by Thursday, by Friday, that whole shit is, you know, the vibe has changed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You're definitely not getting the next time you ask the link. They will be busy, I promise you.
You have slid down in the draft order. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Because you were scouting. You was out scouting.
Yeah. Look, you told them they was the number one pick. You said they had them, and then next you know, you out here interviewing niggas, you know what I mean? That might be 2, 3, 4, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever situation may be, they got slides you down.
Man, that was good banter right there, man. It was good banter right there, fellas. That was a good teachable moment, man. Make the right decisions, fellas. Not saying that these men on this panel is still living that life, but we will say that was just some experiences from the past. Well, this has been an informational episode. Shit has been cracked. You know what I mean? I hope y'all enjoy it. Tell a friend to download, rate, and review, subscribe to our Patreon and all that. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for wherever Amin and fucking Juju are, I'm Black Jesus, aka Black Trey, and this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Till next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.